Leviticus chapter 24. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Command the sons of Israel to bring to you pure beaten olive oil for the lamp, to have a lamp burn continually, outside the veil of the testimony, in the tent of contact. Aaron will set it up to be from evening to morning before the Lord continually. It is an age-abiding statute for your generations. He will set up the lamps on the pure lampstand to be before the Lord continually. And you will take fine flour, and you will bake it, making 12 cakes. Each cake will consist of 2/10 of an ephah. And you will place them in 2 rows, 6 per row, on the pure table before the Lord. And you will put pure frankincense on the row, and it will be bread of a memorial, a fire offering to the Lord. On every Sabbath day he will set it up before the Lord perpetually. It is an age-abiding covenant with the sons of Israel. And it will be for Aaron and his sons, and they will eat it in a holy place, for it is a holy of holies to him among the Lord's fire offerings. It is an age-abiding statute. Then a son of an Israelite woman, who was the son of an Egyptian man, went out into the midst of the sons of Israel, and the Israelite woman's son and an Israelite man quarrelled in the camp. And the son of the Israelite woman blasphemed the name and cursed it, and they brought him to Moses. Now the name of his mother was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the tribe of Dan. And they kept him in a guarded room for a verdict to be determined for them according to the pronouncement of the Lord. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Bring him who cursed to outside the camp, and let all those who heard place their hands on his head, and the whole congregation will stone him. And you will speak to the sons of Israel and say, Any man who curses his God will bear his sin. And any blasphemer of the name of the Lord will certainly be put to death. The whole congregation will certainly stone him. It is the same for a foreigner as for a native. If he blasphemes the name, he will be put to death. And any man who takes the life of any man will certainly be put to death. And anyone who takes the life of a farm animal will repay it, a life for a life. And as for a man who inflicts physical harm on his fellow citizen, as he did, so it will be done to him. A fracture for a fracture, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. As he inflicts physical harm on a man, so it will be inflicted on him. And he who strikes a farm animal will repay it, and he who fatally strikes a man will be put to death. There will be one regulation for you. As for a foreigner, so it will be for a native, for I am the Lord your God. So Moses spoke to the sons of Israel, and they brought him who had cursed to outside the camp, and they stoned him. And the sons of Israel did as the Lord had commanded Moses.